to the Shutdown Full Cast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall. I am joined, as always, by Ryan Eddy, Jason Kirk,
hello,
Holly Anderson, and on the ones and twos, Michael Server.
Hey. Hello.
How are we all doing?
Disastrous.
I'm having a small existential issue.
Yes?
Like a new one, or?
Yeah, it is a new one. I saw, admittedly, it's been out for a while, I saw the most recent Fast movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just really didn't like it. Yeah. I just really didn't like it at all.
I'm sorry, what recent Fast movie?
Fast X, I think this was.
Sorry, oh, that's the not series canon. Ended at Fast 8.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, I feel better now because I was like, am I just like old and cranky for not liking this movie?
No.
No, you just don't like the remake. It's cool.
Okay. Yeah. No, Jason is correct. The series ended with Fast 8, and there's nothing to worry about.
Okay. And you don't even have to watch past 7. 8's just bonus material.
Mm-hmm. 8's when they go to
deleted
heaven.
Deleted scenes.
Yeah.
Is that not the director commentary?
Yeah, I think so. Ben Affleck for no good reason.
Possibly the dumbest thing Fast X does is it relies heavily on the events of Fast 5. And reminds you,
which
that
is
because
they know when
happened.
They know when shit was good,
right? But it really stands in stark. It's like if you went to a rest stop Wendy's and it was like, oh hey, before you order, remember the best meal you ever ate in your life. Why would you do that, rest stop Wendy's?
Do you remember the McRib? Yeah, that was a different restaurant at a different time. You can't get it here, but it was really good.
I'll take anything at Wendy's over the McRib. No problem.
I think I would too. I really do. Like the McRib, for all of its ballyhooed excellence, is kind of terrifying. I'm just gonna go ahead.
Yeah. Conceptually, yeah.
Somebody's got to say it. Conceptually and in execution, it's a horrifying thing.
Get down.
I think its entire gimmick is that it isn't available sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't equate that personally with quality.
I mean, that marketing strategy worked for the bubonic plague. Now back!
should we cut this podcast down to, oh, it's only out, like, they only do 7 episodes a year, and therefore it's fucking choice.
That is it good?
Been,
no!
Yeah, that's
is it limited? Absolutely.
Right.
It's back!
It's back!
Darren Aronofsky just announced that his latest movie will only be viewable in one movie theater in the world, and I appreciate that because now I don't have to go to the effort of avoiding it.
Don't you want to go see this terrible movie? You couldn't even if you tried. Exclusive.
That's where the McRibs are.
I will also say at Fast X, because I saw it in a Tampa movie theater.
Perfect.
I'll see you went to Mecca.
The two women next to me both took their shoes and socks off during the
hell film. Yes.
I love it. So.
Like just like at a holy that, site. Yeah.
That happened to me too last week at the movies. She was right in front of
oh
us.
My God,
she
Ryan, you weren't even here and Server was talking about this. This is crazy.
She took her boot off, took her sock off, and then scratched her foot, and then I watched her use the same hand to eat popcorn.
Oh no.
Okay, Sharon. Okay,
so at first I was thinking this was at the sight of Jason Momoa, everyone's disrobing, but now I don't think I understand theater culture anymore.
Nope. I'm going to go ahead and engage in the tyranny of small details here, Server. Was it her popcorn alone, or was she sharing it?
No, it was her family, her son and her husband.
Oh,
Inexcusable.
Her son was so goth, and I so know why. But I knew what I was in for when when we got, my wife and I had the theater to ourselves when we first set in. We knew some people would probably come. They walked in and they say, "Oh, we have." They look at us and they say, "Oh, we have the whole theater to ourselves." I was like, "Bitch, that ain't what that means." We did have the whole theater to ourselves.
Yeah.
And then they sat right in front of us
because
right there.
I will say, if this was her popcorn, her feet. That's fine. That's a closed loop.
It's extra cheese.
You do whatever you want, right? That's fine.
Parmesan popcorn.
Yeah, you're happy consuming, you know, like shed cells that are yours.
Extra dust on it. It's fine.
That's fine.
That's Yakin Valley cheese, baby.
It's gross, but that's a risk you only share with yourself. If it's the family popcorn, that's unpardonable.
Yeah, that kid loves Under Oath.
Speaking of Tampa.
Yeah, speaking of Tampa, Tampa does sort of have a do-it-yourself feel in every sense of the word, right? Whether it's city planning, do it yourself. Put a strip club next to a church, perfectly acceptable.
Law enforcement.
Right? Put a sheriff's office next to a pool supply place. Better yet, put the pool supply place inside the sheriff's office, which has inside it a strip club. That to me is the ultimate DIY. Is this a forced segue? Hell yes, it is. But after a long absence, we are going to announce this episode. This is a do-it-yourself DIY disaster
DIY
episode.
DIY has been used a lot recently.
Yes. It's been a minute. Streets episode? Need this.
Oh, between disasters episodes.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Right.
Disasters
right.
episodes yeah. are like the McRib. Now back.
It's back!
It's back!
You know, the full cast itself is a DIY disaster, is it not? Because this podcast was once, like, it was started before we literally had any clue, like, how to post podcasts. Like, that was yeah. the level of expertise that was going on. Like, where do you put them? And then how do they get there?
Technically, definitely changed.
Technically, I don't know still.
And now,
yeah, it's still, and now, still babe, fuzzy.
This baby's up to code. Go away, yeah. building inspector. Everything's fine.
Sure,
ceiling case in.
But yes, do you have, before we begin, around the room, your own personal DIY disasters? I will state my own frequent, but less frequent than they used to be because I just call people now.
I love professionals, yeah.
Yeah.
Call professionals, give them money. They fix shit. It's great.
When I was a child, I was asked to help with a lot of projects. My dad and my brother are very handy. And I'm only like, I'm okay, but I'm not great, and I don't love it. I will do it. But as a surly preteen, I really didn't want to do it. And so I would frequently find excuses.
I'd rather be horse jumping.
I would rather be horse jumping. And by that I mean jumping over horses, karate kick style.
Oh, no, I meant Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken style. Sorry.
I vividly remember at one point being asked to help. I think we were cutting up a tree that fell. And I was just, it was hot, and I didn't want to fucking deal with it. And I was about to start with the electric chainsaw. And my dad was like, hey, do you know that you have the extension cord wrapped around the blade right now? I was like, whoops, sure don't. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you for saving me, as you've done so many times.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's perfection, though. Like, that's exactly what... You didn't actually do the thing where you go, hey, did you know you just severed...
Sure.
...the blade, or yeah. severed the cord
I didn't,
with the blade.
I didn't actually risk grave electrical injury to myself, or I didn't actually encounter it. I just came close.
That just goes to show, like, you shouldn't immediately give up and assume that you've entered disaster territory. Because I was like, Chelsea, do you have any disasters? And she was like, oh, remember when we were taking down the wallpaper in the bathroom and pieces of the wall came off?
Mm.
And then we had to use the textured stuff all over the wall and paint that. And I was like, well, that's not a disaster. So don't always just give up unless your life is in danger, which hers was not, because it was just little pieces of drywall that were right. coming off. Not right. that big a deal.
Right.
Little pieces of the wall crumbling and crumbling.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bjork.
Oh, man. Fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ingrid Michaelson.
That's so mean.
Keep going. Just keep going. See if she'll get madder.
I wish these vocals were less dependable and more terrifying.
I love Bork.
The spirit of music is based in terror.
Jason, have you
suffered? Going for Irish Dement. Fuck all y'all.
It's not far from Bjork. I didn't really think I had one. The stereotypical dad DIY bug has never caught me. None of my business. No, thank you. But I just control F search the words "my dad" in our selections, and it appears 8 times out of the 35 that we have placed in this spreadsheet. Thank you to everyone else who submitted as well. Yours were all so wonderful. And I realized, looking at that large number, that I come from a long line of DIY guys, and that might be what steered me away, because my paternal grandfather, he, as a kid, was messing with a knife, and it like it like pushed it too hard the wrong way, and it flew up and jabbed him in the eyeball. And he has tails of his eye dripping out into his hand. For the rest of his life, he had a weird pupil, couldn't drive. He was a cop. They gave him a gun, but he couldn't drive. there is also a...
God bless America.
There's also a 45-year-old patched-up hole in the roof of this house where he was a large fella. Just stout fella. Stout, pretty in shape for an older guy, but he was up in the attic tromping around and bloop, stepped through and fell all the way through to the through the floor. So there's a big old grandpa shaped patched up hole in the roof. My dad set the backyard on fire once. I think he was trying to kill bees. And like he's actually like super safety conscious. It's like literally his job is safety stuff. So like when he has an adventure, it's like wow, like so much there's so much like built up dad karma over the generations that is now realizing itself. My closest one is like we at one of our old houses, we lived at like the bottom of a valley, and we had basically a swamp in our backyard. All the water drained through our backyard, and we had a dachshund, and I had to build a fence to keep the dachshund from chasing the rabbits and whatever. You know, I built the shitty, cheapest fence I could. We were dead broke at the time. And the dachshund, of course, kept wriggling under the fence through the mud. A dachshund can escape anything, especially if there's a rabbit on the line.
They're like squirrels. So like, they can just squeeze their bodies down to astonishingly small sizes.
Yeah, they're like those like flatso reptiles that can just, yeah. But yeah, the fence eventually ended up being this like absolute patchwork garbage where every time she would sneak through, I'd slap some more wood in that exact spot, and she'd like a raptor testing weaknesses, she'd just move on to the next one. The funny thing is I drove through that neighborhood like years later, and yep, there's my fence. Still looks like shit. Still standing though.
It's important to have something if your house isn't new. It's important to keep something that you can blame on a previous owner. Like it's very valuable to be like, well, that sucks, but that's not my fault. That's some previous asshole who did that to me.
Yeah.
Server, when we logged on, you mentioned that your father has several of these. Is there one that sticks out to you as a choice selection?
Not really. I will tell the first time I realized that my dad was a DIY disaster, like walking around, it is most of them have to do with cars, was when I needed to change a tire on my car. And for some reason, he I don't know what he did, but he broke the fucking lug nut off. Mm-hmm. With the tire on, and I was like, this isn't hard change tire. It's
seems
to do it.
Your
a
dad is freakishly strong.
I don't know how he did it. Anyways, and then when he tried to put the new thing on, it totally fucked up the suspension, and then we wound up having to get the car towed somewhere, and they had to redo the entire suspension. This was my first car, and I'd had it for like 3 weeks, and I didn't have it for like another 2 weeks while it was fixed. But like he everything he does, he's like, it's the dying words are like, yeah, it'll only take me like 15-20 minutes. And we had to cut him off at helping at our house because like we have a soap dish in our shower that it broke off because I guess it was just really old, whatever sealant there was that was holding it on broke off. And he's like, I can fix that, it'll only take me like 15 minutes. And he put it back on, but like there was like this like weird whatever shower cement he used was like all around the edge of it, and then he had also dropped a ton in the tub, which I just scratched my foot on for like a year until we were finally able to get it off. Which also reminds me, in the shower he said, I can fix that in about 15 minutes with the water the faucets on. Yeah. and he's like, it just needs new stems, and he replaced the stems, but now the screws that hold the faucets on are like constantly coming out, and I had to go back in and put like Loctite around it and they still seem to not want to stay in, and I don't know what he did to make that a thing, and they always leak water a little bit too. It'll only take him 15 minutes, but then it always takes like the whole day. It is very much like a he. I like the Tim Taylor thing is almost real with him and everything Home Improvement and doing it around the house. He won't pay anyone to do anything, and he will destroy whatever he has until he has to just buy the whole new thing.
Did Benford put Tim Taylor on television because they knew he was a fuck up and it was funny?
My secret is that Tim Taylor's dad is the head of Benford, and that he's the ultimate fail son. We just didn't know it the whole time.
Interesting.
That would be, if you wanted to know why America loved it, they were like, he's a fail son, he's a terrible husband, and he's bad at his job. Wildly successful. Yeah.
I'm looking at homeimprovement.fandom.com to see...
to confirm or deny
this. His father, Michael Taylor, was deceased. That's all we know about him. That's the entirety
when
of
writing,
his canon.
When writing a character, it's important to establish the like vital facts about him.
Just like Spider-Man. No dead.
Yes. And it starts with, what's his main character trait? Dead.
He totally like killed his dad doing some sort of home improvement project that created a hole in the wall, and he buried his dad in the hole in the wall.
Wow. Wow. I was thinking you're going to go, he's like trying to redeem himself, but no.
No. And that's, but he keeps reliving that moment. That's why, because that's like the typical gag, right? It's like he's doing something and boom, big hole in the shower.
Yeah.
Hole in the wall.
Like that there noise. Was Tim the Tool Man banging away with a little hammer or whatever, hits his dad, and then he's like, "Huh?"
Yeah.
That's the noise. It's him being trapped in the wall.
That's the death threat of his father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the last noise his father ever made.
Some say if you walk past that wall, you can still hear. Rawr, 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 rawr.
My DIY disaster, I have many to choose from. Most pretty mundane, but still humiliating. But I will choose the simplest one. With a friend of mine, charging a car, battery. Easiest thing in the world to do. Positive to positive, negative to negative, right? Verified with friend. Positive to positive, negative to negative, right? Yeah, got it. Cool. What did we do? Positive to negative, negative to positive, fried the entire electrical system on a Toyota station wagon.
Time travel, baby! This car is now a wagon.
And that's you said you wanted the car to do stuff. You wanted that's it right. to have power.
Mm-hmm. That's how the shutdown fullcast happened. Reverse the polarity. Bang! Alternate reality. Here we are.
Yeah, go Jags.
I looked at it too. Like that's the worst part is you looked at it and you were like, you go, okay, start it. And something very bad happens and nothing responds. And you go, tell me it's not red, black, red. Yep. No, it's totally wrong. Even though we looked at it like 30 times, like don't mess up the simple polarity. Completely destroyed it.
Is this why you're so good at roulette?
This is why I am so... Those were the powers I gained that day, Jason.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
By this is Captain Marvel moment. Story.
Yep. I lost my ability
to perform. Engine blew up, and then I was powerful.
Yeah.
Soul of this Toyota station wagon lives inside Spencer, guiding him from roulette wheel to roulette wheel.
It's a really good station wagon with a compulsive gambling problem, and it lives in me.
This fall on NBC, it's Wheels starring Spencer Hall.
Station wagon man.
Man, 5 years ago at the peak of streaming, we could have gotten this greenlit. This could have been on...
Wheels canceled after two episodes.
Spencer's going to hatchback that ass up.
Holly, do you have a disaster to share? Or are you smart and just... avoid these clumsy situations in the first place?
I think I've unfurled all mine over the course of the show because I grew up Hilljack, and so these kind of things were not so much a disaster as a part of the landscape. My favorite one, I think I already told during the first lawn care disasters episode, was my father on his maiden voyage with his power washer severing the power lines into our home.
Yes.
With the power washer, and then acting as though he had done it on purpose because now no one could call him. But yeah, most of mine also come from my father, but they don't really stick in my brain as disasters. Like my dad has installed a storm door upside down and then taken it off with much harumphing and reinstalled it upside down and backwards.
Yes.
But like, this is not something we talk of as a disaster, right? This is like a Tuesday. So because I said that, in 40 minutes, I will remember something horrible that I've done myself. And just buried in the silt at the base of my brain. But no, nothing's coming to mind at the moment, which means I'm subsuming something terrible. Oh, my grandfather used to build his own electric fences to keep deer out of the strawberry patch, so I've been shocked a bunch. We had to test it.
It's why I have a hard time thinking of any specific ones for my dad, because it's just kind of, it was always happening.
Yeah, it's so normal. It's not something that sticks out as an event. It was just like, oh, there's that copay.
Like a procedural TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do y'all mind if I start with a long one that I did not include on the sheet?
Please do, because it's important for people to note that when you break the rules and submit a long story for disaster episode, it better be good.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. So we try.
So let's celebrate this one.
Yeah, this I think breaks several of the rules, but that doesn't matter because reader Anne has sent in the following story titled TSA Approved DIY John Deere Engine Carrying Luggage. All right. My dad is originally from Iowa, but has lived in Georgia for the last 30-some years. He has very strong opinions on farm equipment and is loyal to John Deere and his Iowa-based John Deere mechanic. In 2003, he was restoring his 1970 John Deere lawnmower, and he needed to rebuild the engine. This was beyond his level of skill, and he needed his mechanic to handle this part, but he's in Georgia, the mechanic is in Iowa. He did not want to pay for shipping to ship a 70-plus pound solid steel engine to Iowa. So he waited until he took my brother and I to Iowa for a week to spend with our grandparents during the summer. On this trip, he decided to bring the engine along and check it on the commercial flight. He needed some way to carry it through the airport, and it needed to be somewhat professional looking so that Delta would allow him to do this. And this is where the DIY comes in. He cut a piece of plywood into 6 1.5-foot squares, attached the pieces together with nail and wood glue to create a box, and nailed the engine inside of it. My mom, who used to be a Delta flight attendant, remarked there was no chance they would allow him to check it as luggage because, one, it was heavy, unwieldy, and they didn't have a good way for the baggage crew to load and unload it, and two, this was 2 years after 9/11. Security was rather strict, and his plywood box looked like an Acme box of dynamite ordered by Wile E. Coyote. So Dad acknowledged the first problem and took an old dog collar and attached it to the top of the box as a handle. He did not think the box looking like a bomb was a problem, but it became a joke in the family leading up to this trip. On the morning of the flight, we were barely on the park-and-go shuttle bus when the dog collar handle broke because it was not strong enough to carry the 70-pound box. We made it to the checking counter smoothly all the same, and Dad explained he needed to check this box containing a John Deere engine for our flight to Des Moines so his mechanic could rebuild it. After some questions, they weighed the box, they wrote some notes, and they put it on the belt with surprisingly little issue. As we watched the box move along the conveyor belt, my brother, who was about 6 years old at the time and feeling excited about the success, loudly exclaimed, "Wow, Dad, the bomb actually made it through security."
Oh!
Everything came crashing to a halt. The attendant slammed the emergency stop button on the conveyor belt. Security appeared around us instantly. We were whisked to the TSA holding room where we stayed for over 2 hours. While agents questioned Dad, and a machine was brought in to test the engine for hazardous residue. When the agent started using a crowbar to open the box, Dad insisted on doing it himself because he didn't want them to break the box because he still needed it to travel. We made our flight because my dad had us at the airport 4 hours early.
Yes.
And the engine eventually made it onto the plane. The weight of the box went on to break the Des Moines Airport's baggage claim conveyor belt. The engine was rebuilt, and Dad still mows his yard with it today. And this is a perfect story. It has
it's got
twists,
brothers.
It has turns, it has brothers, it has TSA agents. Oh man, this was
it
a
has
delight.
Dadness
industrial sabotage
foiling dadness.
Yes,
like. Getting to the airport 4 hours early, for instance. Well,
yeah,
that
Dad
kind of
knows
time,
that your
anything
ultimate...
can go wrong.
Yes. Yeah, Dad knows that your ultimate enemy is your future self.
Listen, man, you build in time for the bomb scare. That's preparation.
Right. And most importantly, for I think any DIY disaster, there is no lesson to be learned from the person at the heart of
nope.
it. Your dad looks at this and says, like, I did everything right. My decision to check a lawnmower engine as a piece of luggage was right and just, and I would do it again.
My taxpayer dollars paid for that conveyor belt. I'm going to break it if I want it.
You never know when the airport might have, you know, a little patch of grass that's grown too long, and they need a hero to step up.
That's right.
I just like that he thought a 70-pound box was reasonable. That's amazing. People will take.
I mean, that's up there with the right around the like overweight baggage limit, right?
Right.
It's got to be. I hope so.
I'm with Dad. No, I'm saying I've definitely taken a 55-pound suitcase on an airplane before.
Well, think about all like we've all flown enough that there's that list of like here are things you can't travel with, like. Weapons, explosives, flammable blobs, blah, 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 blah.
Weapons?
Don't see engine blocks. I don't see the little engine light system anywhere on there.
That's right. Lawnmower engine is nowhere on the list. And if they wanted it to be, they should have put it there.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you bother making a long list if you didn't? If it doesn't have lawnmower engine, therefore, I'm encouraged to fly with my lawnmower engine.
It doesn't
you
say
could
any
lose
kind
the
of
little
engine.
Dashboard symbol That's right. and everything.
Yep. Yep.
Doesn't say any kind of lawnmower either.
Nope.
Bring an entire lawnmower.
All right, so that's breaking the rules, but we have several other selections.
Breaking the law.
That are much more self-contained. But I wanted to start with that one because it was a delight to me personally. So, Holly, do you want to pick one off the sheet?
Yes, I do. My favorite genre of disaster. Is, as evidenced in perhaps best by Dad A and Dad B, is where something is already going terribly wrong, and then another party enthusiastically makes it worse. This is from reader Joel. My wife was holding shutter... Oh, Joel, you used whilst, and if I'd seen that you used whilst, I would have deleted this one from contention, but it's already in here. You have Ryan's mercy to thank for this. My wife was holding shutters in place whilst I used a drill to screw them to the wall. I accidentally screwed her hand to the wall. In a mild panic, I attempted to reverse the drill's rotary action to remove the screw. The language here is beautiful. Unfortunately, I did not succeed, so screwed her hand more firmly to the wall. End of story.
Wow. Let's see. This is one where the economy of writing is really lets the imagination run wild.
There's a couple in here, and a couple of them are on my list where I think maybe for the first time ever I wanted to know more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to know more about this one, but the blocking of it, the physics of how it occurred, are fascinating to me.
And particularly, what really jumps out is her lack of recorded reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which
it, well, and it, he's got real PR friendly language in here, like you know, you know, as a side effect, the sharks got smarter.
Describe your wife like a sim. Roll 'em, flaw 'em, hand to the wall.
Just how in the fuck did you do it without literally? How did you do it without literally putting the screw to your wife's hand?
So I thought about this one a lot, server. I think she was holding the shutter with her hand behind it in some way, and so he was going through wood or whatever, and then went through her hand.
Jesus Christ.
That's
Server,
the only way
right.
it makes it, because otherwise you're right. He's lining up the drill with, he's like, all right, stigmata time at our house. Here we go.
This is how, like, ancient, you know, icons worked. Oh, the wall is bleeding. Well, there's a story behind that.
This is for Christ.
Yeah, was this on Easter? Was that the day this happened?
Mm-hmm. Jesus was a carpenter.
Because, like, you don't have to make up this whole story. We know why you did this. It's fine.
Jesus was a carpenter with a maximum age of 33. There had to have been some disasters in there.
They don't talk a lot about
his... I think
even
more disasters are at stake because he was probably a stonemason.
Mm.
Well, listen, if he was, carpenter or stonemason in his early 30s, I feel confident saying this. I know very little about Jesus, but based on profession and based on age, I feel very confident to say that that man could put down a 12-pack. That's it.
Well, sure.
A tradesman, 31-year-old stonemason? I'm like, yeah, brother.
Yeah, literally the first thing that's recorded after he decides, ah, fuck work, I like being poor, as he goes to a party and makes free booze.
Exactly. That's it, brother.
How is Virginia Tech not won a national title with Jesus as their original fan? I mean, damn.
Well, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth. We just won't stay meek for a while. The payoff's going to be huge, though.
They've been meek for about a decade now.
Yeah.
In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Sleep is essential for recovery, and we all have unique needs. That's why Sleep Number smart beds are perfect for couples, with individualized settings for each side. Since 2018, Sleep Number and the NFL have teamed up to bring quality sleep to elite athletes. 8 out of 10 NFL players, including 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players, trust Sleep Number for their best rest. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
I wanted to share one that I identified with in my marrow, which is very simple, but to the point, it starts with stupid. This is from Travis. And Travis, I'm going to say this. You might be a smart person in real life, but there's also a part of your real life where you're very stupid, and I appreciate that.
Wait, did you steal mine, or is there more than one Travis?
Oh, I have the wrong one there. I had that as claimed.
Whoa.
My apologies.
Hands off Travis.
My name's next to it.
I thought my name was next to it. My apologies.
Okay, go ahead. You know what? Go ahead.
Oh, that's very
good. Go ahead. I'm magnanimous. Go ahead.
I once busted a bathroom sink trying to wash a bowling ball in it. Travis, I love you, you stupid paste-eating moron. This is the dumbest goddamn thing I've ever
heard. This is one of those ones where I said I wanted to know more.
First of all, you start off with, this bowling ball is dirty. Of course it is. This is a bowling ball.
Second of
this
all,
this thing looks like
those...
it's been through the gutter.
Don't they have little chamois for it at the
actual
bowling place? I thought
this was a chamois-based activity. But you instead were like, nope, like a dog, it needs a bath. Better get my special bowling ball shampoo out.
I got to get Q-tips in the little holes or it'll get infected.
Whenever I wash my bowling ball, it just sits there and whines, but then it gets used to it. So I let it take a shower instead.
Like a hairless tribble.
Your coat's looking dull and flaky, buddy. I better put old 10-pounder here underneath the faucet and get it clean.
Hey, kids, turn the water off. The bowling ball needs to bathe.
This is the most Patrick Star behavior. Do you sleep under a rock, Travis?
Football! I was washing my bowling ball!
All right, I'm going to say something, though. I feel like bathroom sinks should have... I feel like bathroom sinks would have more of a usable load
than
10
pounds.
This is
not a reasonable load expectancy of a bathroom sink, though.
Don't you put babies in sinks?
Babies are not bowling balls.
Tiny babies.
Yeah, there's a weight distribution thing with a baby, though.
Okay.
You don't... That's not a...
Yeah. A baby, you can sort of, like... move a foot to really make sure it fits in there.
All right.
I'm with the engineers here. Okay. Yeah. This is not a reasonable expectancy.
No, I'm just saying, I wouldn't put a bowling ball in a sink, but I also wouldn't think that 10 pounds would break a bathroom sink.
You wouldn't download a car. You wouldn't pay the bowling ball. So first your brain thinks, my bowling ball is dirty. Then you think, that's a problem. Then you think, bathtub. At what fucking point does the bathtub break? What is that
the
about?
The sink.
Oh, yeah. The sink.
Because bathtub, I would argue, makes more sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Man.
Because you know
somehow
bathtub.
I had bathtub
I got it. Walk-in shower, because then you have to get in with it, and at some point you either drop it on yourself or it slides away from you and you fall.
Correct. I hope there is a story before this. I hope there's a prequel.
My wife said I'm not allowed to wash the bowling ball in the bathtub anymore.
I hope the prequel is...
After I screwed her hand to the wall.
I hope the prequel is I used my bowling ball to make guacamole, and then I had a problem.
I used it as a panini press.
Listen, my bowling ball appreciates a nice goddess bath bomb from Lush.
Kids, sure stop dunking candles. Cheese sticks in the bowling ball, or I'll have to hold it over the bowling ball bidet.
Spencer, did you read the last bit of this entry?
I have not. I haven't even gotten halfway through.
Oh,
this.
Fuck.
Great.
Oh, mm-hmm. There's another sentence.
Because
one more sentence.
We join Patrick Starr in action.
I even tried to tape it back together.
What?
Read it so people can understand you.
I even tried to tape it back together before my family got home.
Tape?
If they wouldn't notice.
So that suggests
what
to me
that kind this sink, of tape?
That this sink was sink tape, you know. Yeah.
I want to know more. What kind of tape, and were there pieces that you were trying to attach back on? Were you just trying to cover a crack? All right,
let's assume this is a white sink, because that seems to be the standard. And therefore, masking tape is what I'm guessing it is.
Oh, God, that's so
postal
bad.
Tape, yeah.
Yeah.
Painter's tape.
So, like, was the anticipated solution one in which people would walk into the bathroom and think, the sink's a little more silver with duct tape these days.
not just would not notice, but would use it without issue. Would use this thing that is supposed to not leak water because it's not made of fucking tape.
Okay, I remember a DIY disaster. My brother and I were turning cartwheels on his bed, and he put a heel through his bedroom wall. And my solution to this was to tear out a piece of spiral-bound notebook paper, draw precisely two stars on it in pencil, and tape it to the wall over the hole. We got away with this for months. The difference between me and Travis here is I was 5.
Also, you were predicting the Shawshank Redemption before you even knew it.
Star
Travis
Shank.
Might be 5, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
That's true. Travis, where are your parents? Are you
allowed to listen to this show?
Are you allowed to lift a bowling ball?
You got me a strong 5-year-old to get a bowling ball up in a bathroom sink.
Who's a big boy?
Like, frankly, this is on Travis. This is on
Travis,
your parents.
What's your 40 time? Do you have a 20? Do you have a Max Preps page?
Did Livy riz up Travis? Is that what you think?
Thank you.
I heard he's the boy strong enough to break a sink with a bowling ball.
Tape.
Tape is good. Tape is good. Like it's such a piss poor. Oh, you tried to fix it. Approach.
Have any of y'all ever been build your own computer guys? Guys, of course, as always, is gender neutral.
Yes, when I was my first computer, I built. Yeah.
Oh, what age was this about?
17.
Nice. Wow.
This was a senior in high school, had never had a computer, had some slightly older friends with leftover computer components. Hey, let's see what I can throw together, kind of.
That's quite industrious for, I didn't get into that until college when it was like.
This was the computer that I took to college. So like summer after graduation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that today.
No. Well, like these days, it's like you build a $5,000 gaming rig so you can take pictures of yourself playing your little games and whatever.
Alienware did exist in 1999, and it looked about the same as it does now, but I think I understand it about as much as I did then.
Yeah. We had Newegg. Newegg was around.
Oh, yes.
I got into this in college, and I got okay at it. But I remember there was one. My last attempt with this, I think it was like a Linux computer, which is like a stupid fucking idea. Don't do that. Like it's the way of the future. It's the original fucking Bitcoin. It sucks. then I was out the game after taking one look at that, especially because I was like, all right, I got Civ working on this thing, but it sucks, so I need a better video card. So I put in a new one and it blew up. And I was like, all right, I'm out. With that, we go to Kevin. With near zero electrical knowledge, I thought I could fix my roommate's PS2. My hand went numb from touching the bottom of a live circuit board. Thank you, Kevin. I stand with you. These things happen. Which, like, this one, when I read this one, I was like, oh, man, this is every teenager. It has DIY disasters.
Yes. If you haven't dripped solder from a paperclip onto your skin, are you really living a teen life?
What I think is particularly good about this one is now if you try to fix something, there is a decent chance you can find a YouTube video or something of somebody who does know what they're doing who can walk you through it. PS2 is kind of on, like, chances were much, much lower. So you are most
era,
likely...
You're going based on something you heard from someone at your job at Little Caesars.
Right. You're like, I've been to a GameStop. I think I can handle this.
I know my way around this beauty.
If you know YouTube, you know that there is a, along the bottom on the play bar, there is a little sine wave kind of up and down, peaks and valleys.
Yeah, most
graphic
popular.
Of
yeah.
The most popular points in the video.
Yeah.
I have a theory on DIY videos. The most watch point is not necessarily just the most watch point or the crucial point. It's not the crux. It is the point in the video where I pause it. That's where everybody calls a professional. I looked up something. I looked up something to do in my house today, and I hit a certain point in the video, and I paused it, and I dialed the professional, and I noticed it was in the fat part of the bar, and I thought, this is what everyone does. They hit this point, and they go, either I'm going to burn my house down, or I'm going to call an electrician. Y'all, I called an electrician, because age precedes foolishness here.
So in every DIY video, there's a point where Frodo has to choose to go to the Mines of Moria or not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Only Gimli finishes that video.
Just stay home, Frodo.
I've seen that movie. We're not going to do it again. The Mines
of
Moria.
It sucks down there. I'm calling
someone
else.
It sucks down there, yeah. All them dwarves are dead.
There's a space octopus.
Calling Gandalf.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Go for it.
I wanted to save this till later, but oh man, this is my favorite one in the whole thing, and never have I wanted to know more from a shorter story. From reader John. My mother-in-law tried making her own pool chemicals to save money. It did not work. Go Dogs.
Details. There's three words you forgot that I would
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen is the very important part.
Sorry. Indoor pool chemical mixing.
Well, they sell them indoors. Why wouldn't it be safe to make them indoors?
Homemade pool chemicals. Let's see. Saving tips. Make your own pool chemicals.
Oh, good. Let's see. DIY chlorine poisoning.
Y'all, they don't cost that much. They really don't.
I'm trying to think of the things you shouldn't make
yourself.
Oh, we
get it, Spencer. You're a millionaire.
Baking soda.
Medicine you shouldn't make yourself.
Chlorine.
You should buy medicine. You shouldn't make it. Although there is one in here that's on theme about that.
Pool chemicals. Hey, this is on Budget 101.
Borax.
Okay, every single one of these links is on Pinterest. This isn't safe.
Oh, that's not safe at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pinterest is like... Pinterest. Yeah, Pinterest is like the twee anarchist cookbook.
Want to know what happened. I want to know why it didn't work. I want to know who got injured. John, call us back.
Someone's in the kitchen with Mama mixing up chlorine gas. And I say, fiddly,
what could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Olive oil.
A war crime.
Jason, can you go with this other one that is also chemistry adjacent about the tattoo?
Yeah, this one's great from Joe. I say that having read only the first sentence. I'm going to assume the rest is great. I was trying to date a girl who was fairly talented at artist, and I asked her to give me a tattoo with a Sharpie.
Banger of a start.
Like, literally, you're telling her to bear down, like, all the
way?
Like,
did she just draw on your arm? Okay.
Yeah, are you just emo kids, or are we talking actual tattoo with a Sharpie? I don't know why I thought this would work. My skin seems to be very absorbent when it comes to ink, and after a couple of days, I just wanted the stupid thing off my arm.
Okay, so she just drew on his arm.
Yes.
Leading me to try a Mr. Clean magic eraser on my skin.
Oh, no.
If you're like I was and don't know how the magic eraser works, they have a bunch of sharp microplastics that break up the dirt and then bleach that cleans it. When you use it on your body, it's a very effective way of getting bleach into your skin layers. The bleach then burns its way to the surface in a wildly painful process. So guess what she did? She did give you a tattoo. It's abstract.
You've learned about tattoos, and then you've learned about tattoo removal.
I have small children, so I have to think about, like, keeping household cleaners away from them. And I think we abandon that principle too early. I think more people need to be kept away from. Like, if you're the kind of person who thinks, I will use this magic eraser on my body,
mm-hmm.
Your house needs to be childproofed. It just does. I'm sorry.
I need the micro ceramics in me.
It's magic.
I used one on my finger the other day. I didn't know that could happen.
Do you have a tattoo now?
No, it's fine. Does that mean I'm a superhero?
Yes, it does.
That means you have magic immunity, 10% at least.
You are the true heir to Mr. Clean's fortune. Congratulations, Cerber.
You are the real Mr. Clean.
Fuck yes.
It's him.
Like, I'm jacked and I have no hair now. It's wild.
That's why I can fly. Got it.
Yeah. Also, I reek of chlorine gas. I'm actually a biohazard. A very attractive biohazard. I'm
slowly turning into a swimming pool.
Yeah.
I want to take this one from Eric. At about age 10, me and some friends built a treehouse in the woods near our house. Once the parents found out, they immediately wanted to tear it down. But we somehow convinced them to come inspect it first, so they could see how well-built and safe it was. It turns out much of the wood we procured for the ladder was termite-infested, so when my dad went to grab a rung after taking a couple steps up, it completely disintegrated, with the full weight of his downward fall going right over a filthy nail.
Oh,
wow. The side of his hand was split open like a burst hot dog from about 4 inches above his wrist to the tip of his pinky. Staple stitches and a round of tetanus shots later, we had to tear down the treehouse.
Why?
Oh, that's just Dad's way of getting out of having to tear down the treehouse.
Can I say that the winning happened at the end? There's a secret victory because you got to tear down a treehouse, buddy. That had to be fun.
Sure.
That's true.
And you almost killed your dad, in case you were wondering if you were capable of doing that.
Defeated your dad.
Dad did inspect it though.
I mean, that is on the parents, right? Like, you can't mm-hmm. expect a 10-year-old to build something structurally sound. You can't expect parents to assume that that's not the case and not say like, well, no, you deserve your day in court. I suppose we should give mm-hmm. you a proper trial.
Let's it would listen, be wrong. Let's listen to the construction expert, Dr. Collapsy. Dr. Collapsy, show us your designs.
No, you're not good at wiping your butt all the way, but I suppose we should see if this is a load-bearing mm-hmm. structure or not.
Yeah, this is structure.
There's a termite-infested butt. Surely is not a harbinger of anything else.
Structurally integral styrofoam. This is meant to hold several thousand pounds. I have one that I would like that I've been requested to share. Jason, you spotted this one for me, and I think you were right. This is from Yifan. I'm from Liaoning, a province in China in the northeast. The weather is like Minnesota, and the culture is like Florida.
I would like to visit this place.
I'm not the authority here, but from everything I've heard, Liaoning, yeah, this is exactly what it's like. One Chinese New Year, it was below 0 Fahrenheit outside. My oldest cousin made DIY sparklers that nobody asked for, and they burned through my roughly 12 layers of clothes. Kind of a miracle that I didn't get hurt. My cousin's dad waited until the 2-week-long holiday observed ended to whoop my cousin's ass in front of my cousin's toddler son.
Oh, no!
I have so many comments on this. One, my favorite thing in China when you're traveling on the trains was apparently it was an issue, people taking explosives on the trains. So they would have signs that said, please, whoever is coming from the country to the city, do not take your country ass explosives on the train, you know? And they would be like, Uncle Ho, he had explosives. And this is what happened to Uncle Ho. And they would post this picture in the name of public interest, which was an exploded man. Like a dude on a train just blown the fuck up. Like, you're walking past it and you're like, Jesus Christ. And they're like, no, look at it. This is dumbass Uncle Ho. And he took dynamite in his pants and he lit a cigarette and it fell and he went to sleep. And everybody was like, don't do that.
Well, they say keep dynamite in a safe place, and my pants are safe. I don't understand the problem.
Uncle Ho got too relaxed on the old Hebei Beijing Express, and lo, we ended up with Uncle Ho jelly. That's how, look, just goo all over this car.
This really feels like the kind of sign that you would see, like, if Florida had lots of trains.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, this is my way of backing up the established canon here that in China, there's some people who play real fast and loose with the notion of fireworks. I also adore the phrase here, no one asked for. DIY sparklers that nobody asked for. Mm-hmm. That the cousin was like, you know what's going to make this holiday fantastic? This Chinese New Year is going to kick off when I get these DIY sparklers cooking. Everybody's going to fucking love it. Because I know what he did. He was like, how much white phosphorus do I need? And the question was,
more.
How much white phosphorus do I have?
More!
I better put some sort of evil metal. Maybe magnesium. Let's put a shitload of magnesium in there. How much magnesium do you need? Well, we're all deficient.
It's like paprika. Whatever the recipe says, you need to add a little more. You need to add a little more? Come on. What are you, a baby?
Let's just use the same metal that made the Le Mans disaster a capital D disaster. And put that in the sparklers. That's a great idea. And then finally, the greatest part of this is that the guy waited to beat his ass until the end of the holiday. Like, hey, listen, we're all going to have a great time. We're going to play a bunch of Mahjong. We're going to light off some fireworks. And then
I'm going to end my holiday the way I choose. Lighting your ass up. So my grandson can see it.
That's it. I'm going to beat your ass in front of him. It's a show streaming live on Dadflix. It's happening.
Beat the sparkles out of you.
Beat the What'd you do? Well, it turns out I put a war grade phosphorus flare on the end of the stick.
Jason has raised an interesting point. Like, Amtrak can never really expand it in Florida. That right. Shit will be a disaster from the word go.
What do you mean I can't take an alligator on the train?
He has a ticket and a driver's license.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Amtrak route. It's basically straight down to Miami. That's that easy. Nothing in the panhandle. Don't go over there.
Hell no, we ain't stopping. Hit the gas.
It's like straight to Disney, to Tampa, to Miami, then eject, abort. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what the Bright Line is?
No.
Okay. So the Bright Line is a private commuter rail that has opened up in South Florida. You know, and people actually use it quite a lot. And that includes, by users, I also mean people who've used it to get run over. Because per the Associated Press, the Bright Line is also the deadliest train in America.
Hell yeah.
having already killed 40 people.
Jesus. A rate of, that's efficient.
Yeah. That's from Miami to West Palm. It's already run over 40 people who apparently can't see a fucking train coming.
Damn.
And it's called Bright?
Yeah.
The Bright Line.
Feels like you'd be able to see.
It only got started in 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, God. I think a few of these, by the way,
Try hard killer train.
A few of these were not accidents. But
wait, what?
No, a couple of people who decided.
Oh, I thought you meant the train is killing.
No, to depart the world. But some of these are just people who are like, oh, nice day on my bike. Ah, train! Yeah, like that's happened, yeah. So America's deadliest train. In case you wondered, you're like, oh, Amtrak better not expand to Florida. Friend, we have a test case, and the numbers are horrifying already.
Amtrak better leave Florida, yeah.
Here's a very suspicious line in Brightline's Wikipedia page. None of Brightline's deaths were caused by crew error or faulty equipment.
The Brightline right there.
Wait, that's on their website?
On their Wikipedia page, yeah.
Ah, sure.
Also, Spencer was wrong. According to this, there have been nearly 90 deaths.
Jesus.
90?
Yes.
Well, he looked up the 80 at the start
of
the show.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, because this article is dated 2019. It was 40 in 2019.
Oh,
They should probably fix some things. Are they thinking about doing that?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Oof. Just let it roll. Literally.
Holly, please transition us out of this with something else.
User Karstens 13. Burned down half a tree building a plastic shed.
Perfect submission. Perfect submission.
Guys, when we say the best stories are short, this is what we mean. No notes.
Nope. Nope. None. Here's my question. My own question.
I guess which half of the tree?
Yes, correct. That's also what I want to know. And was how it, do you is only it half burn down
vertically
half a tree?
Or horizontally?
In Minecraft, you could burn down the bottom half of the tree, and the top would still be floating there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that option.
That was short. I'll take another one.
Thank you.
Brendan submits the following. Wasp nest on outside corner of garage. Dad wants to knock it down with broom. Dad's solution is two brooms taped together, thinking it would put enough space between him and wasps. It does not.
Wow. I was thinking he was going Darth Maul.
That's what I was. That's what I was thinking, too.
No, he's going Zelda on this
one. He's going Cloudbuster.
So there is a TikTok trend of people dealing with wasp nests by holding a cup full of gasoline over the wasp nest, which the fumes will kill the wasps and pretty much everything in the nest, and then you can remove it. I'd like to go ahead and just place a lottery ticket on this will go poorly.
Yeah.
When somebody's like, hey, I got a cup full of gasoline. This will solve a problem.
God, this dad must have felt so great when he had these two brooms taped together. He was like, oh my God. I have created a weapon that will bat God right in the face.
At what point did somebody just yell, hey, you know they recognize faces, right?
Hey, do you understand they fly, right?
Yeah, you're not like, slapping a sleeping...
holy shit, what was that? It was too far away to get to.
Yeah, we believe this
could be... How did it get here?
We believe this could have been attributed to a fundamental misunderstanding of the concept of wasp.
Do you know they're not like, you know, these wasps don't have like a lack of stamina. It's not like they fly 4 feet and they're like,
oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
Jeez.
I knew we shouldn't have had kielbasa for lunch. Jesus.
So full. Hey,
I have connected so many brooms that the wasps will become bored by the time they get to me.
This is the Tears of the Kingdom approach to wasps.
I just realized that wasps are so fit, they can't ever, there's no reason for them to ever wear Tommy Bahama, and I kind of think that's sad.
I know.
You know, they if this so dad encounters the situation again, he's going to look at that wasp nest, and one phrase is going to enter his brain.
This time will be different.
Three brooms.
Double it. Four brooms.
Four brooms.
You madman.
Okay.
You can't go six brooms deep.
Hear me out. Darth
Maul. Keep talking. It's seven brooms now.
Darth Mauling two brooms across the hands with a third broom taped facing forward over your head like a headlamp. Like taped onto your head like a mumps patient of old.
Like you've created like an eighth tier Batman villain at this point.
So you have you have your long range weapon, you have your Darth Maul brooms, but you also have like hand broom. It's your dagger for when the wasps get near. Then you stab each one.
Florentine style. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Blink, use fuse.
And a cape to cover yourself.
So me and the other dads, we got together. We assembled a phalanx of brooms.
Of broom.
And then we marched forward.
I am going to make a broom so long. No wasp will fly to the end of this broom.
Well, while you were busy being a wasp, I studied the broom.
This super broom will end all wars, I tell you.
If I'm not supposed to use grass as a weapon, how come it's measured in blades, Paul?
May their swords be broken into brooms so that they can fight wasps.
I did watch a friend attempt to smoke out a yellow jacket nest once in their yard with gasoline. And decided to jazz it up a little bit in case that wasn't enough by lighting the gasoline, which ended up with a temporary display of yellow jackets pissed and on fire flying out of. So
Hey, so, you funny know, like, thing about yellow jackets that are on fire, their stingers still work.
They do, but like they don't fly for very far. But I remember thinking, this is creating the most danger within a foot to 6-inch radius.
You know the ghost of Charles Darwin is like, holy shit, this rules.
He did it. Like, I never thought anyone would.
You just put little jetpacks on the back of all of them.
He's created the perfect killing machine. Oh, my God. Fuck off, sharks.
In the afterlife, you know, everyone's watching Darwin on the viewfinder being like, oh, he looks interested. Oh, this is going to be good. You better
get over
go
here. He lit the gasoline on fire. He doesn't even have brooms.
I told you it would happen.
Darwin's totally lost his English accent. He's looking over going, oh, this motherfucker. You're like, yeah. What's up, Chuck?
Darwin hangs out with the Philly crowd a lot, I think.
He does. If heaven exists, I hope everyone there can watch every dumb thing people on Earth do. I do hope that that's a feature.
That's how I was told it works.
They gotta be so bored of watching people jack it. Oh my God.
That's also how I was told it works. Yeah. That part was emphasized.
These people, they do that a lot.
Spencer, when you said they're trying to smoke out the yellow jackets, I thought that they went over, they just stood beneath trying to, like, if the yellow jackets catch a contact, then they'll be friendly. We will simply befriend them.
That's it. Yeah, they'll be bros.
And they're chill now.
Then they'll be fellow jackets. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I have one that I identify with on a cellular level. This is from Andrew. My dad once got so mad at a lawnmower that he threw it into a tree.
Shit, yes.
Okay, we're all picturing this like a spinning like a hammer throw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was like not, a shot put. That is good. That is good.
Yeah. Like he's got it by the handle and he's spinning his body in circles.
Like I don't know what particular tweak of like neurochemistry this is, but I really. My rage comes out most heavily against things. Like, I've only gotten into like 3 or 4 actual fights in my life, but I have destroyed at least 20 pieces of machinery equipment just because I hated it. Like, really hate. Like, when people are like, man, have you ever hated anything? And I'm like, yeah, I have hated several different pieces of household equipment, machinery. I am the person, I am the mechanic who goes out and shoots the engine block. I am that guy. I absolutely hate it. So when I read about somebody throwing a lawnmower at it, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Inanimate objects are the enemy. Congratulations. I hope you went back and beat the shit out of it just to teach it a lesson. Because that's real. You can beat a machine until it learns its lesson. That is, if you have this kind of brain, you absolutely feel me. And if you don't, you're like, that person should be institutionalized.
So the only flaw with this particular form of violence... that our reader submitted. Somebody's got to get the lawnmower out of the tree.
Says who?
Or do you leave it there as a warning to other machines? Not
so
to
no, you leave it there.
It's the head on
it's
a pipe.
It's a trophy.
Okay. We're thinking up into the tree?
That's what I choose to believe.
Because I was picturing against the tree.
No,
I choose to believe that it's like sprawled in the branches.
Yeah, this whole time I was thinking up into a tree and not against.
And I was thinking Holly. I like Holly the hammer throw one. I was thinking more. What's the Irish sport where you have to lift up the big log and throw it behind you? That's standing.
The cable tossing.
I was picturing that version.
Yeah. Mm. It probably is the sideways into the tree now that I'm thinking about it.
No,
but...
let's go with our version. It's better.
Well, I think there's many kinds of lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there are trees. Kinds you could throw pretty far.
I hope
there
it
are kinds that, if they hit the tree, would make a big, loud crunch. So it's sort of which one do you choose?
I hope it was a riding lawnmower and that your dad is like Magnus for Magnuson, right? That your dad hefted a 900-pound.
Well, you know that thing where like it's like this mother lifted a car because it was pinning her child. You know, like that superhuman feat of strength. Like it's that, but this fucking this push lawnmower wouldn't fucking start.
Yeah.
So this dad, the strength of the gods was visited upon his dad, so he could throw it on the roof somehow.
I've been
that's
that
how,
mad.
Like yeah, that's how dads access. Mom save my kid PCP strength.
That's right.
Getting pissed at the goddamn machine won't goddamn do his goddamn job. I knew I should have bought the goddamn warranty. I
like those two. Technology's great when it works, ain't it?
I like that those are indistinguishable. You're like, being on PCP or being mad at a lawnmower, same level of strength. Right. Same. Like, can beat up 23 cops in a row on Bourbon Street.
I can beat up 20 drunk lawnmowers in a row.
Oh, God. I've been that mad at a little tyke's car that I put together on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got so mad that I cried. That it just wouldn't fit.
Teeth clenched, tears streaming down face, or like
teeth
were you
clenched,
sobbing?
Irrational, okay. Crazy person.
And like it was fucking smiling at you the whole time?
Yeah.
Did it have a face on it?
No, like the kind that like a UFC face off, you know, like that Key and Peele skit where he's like, God's lessons are so beautiful. And they're like, I ain't fight that man. Like, I'm the other guy.
Many men have lost their sanity to the cozy coop.
It's got like a little fucking weeble wobble smile. Just totally unfazed by your
Well, hey there, fuck face. This shouldn't be that hard. Are you a bad provider?
Yeah, it was talking to me, and I wanted to kill it.
Maybe you should be happy like me.
Look, I'm stable, unlike you. All I'm four cozy. Wheels on the ground.
I'm cozy. Oh my God, I just realized the voice for that thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's the little partner's voice.
It is.
Okay, there's a brunch spot nearby in Atlanta that is an excellent brunch spot. Unfortunately, the menu items have the stupidest names on the planet, and I can't ever read past the kids menu section on this menu without starting to do the voice until everyone around me wants to murder me. And the menu item is named, I'm going to try to say it in a normal voice, Lil Pardner's Pancakes.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, that was hard.
It was really hard.
I appreciate your restraint.
Lil Pardner's Pancakes!
All right.
Why can't you be happy like me, Paul?
Speaking of Paul.
Down here on the farm doing noble machine work. Why are you crying, Dad?
Just a plastic car. Surely you could put it together.
You can't even sell me for scrap in the war.
I stabbed it with a screwdriver. I'm not proud of it, but I did.
And it said, ow.
Why would you do that to me, Paul?
What'd you do that for?
You can't kill me because I'm not alive.
What is dead may never die, fuckface.
Does this lead to a
That's crazy. I'm still happier than you are.
I make your kids happier than you ever will, you piece of shit.
Now, this is getting personal now.
I'm Lil Pardner.
God, if Mater were real, I would kill Mater so fast.
Very detour for a very quick minute. I don't want to blow up their spot, but a member of Spencer's immediate family has a theory about Mater's tall tales. Are y'all familiar with this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's these little shorts that they made out of Mater telling stories to Lightning McQueen. And this isn't funny if you know what it is, but if you have kids of a certain age, you know what it is. And a member of the Hall family has decided that this is the Pixar universe's version of The Notebook. And mm-hmm. Lightning McQueen and Mater are at the end of their lives, and Lightning McQueen has dementia from all his crashes, and Mater is retelling their exploits.
Wow.
Don't you remember, Lightning? That was that time when we were in love, and you remembered who I was and thought I was pretty.
Fucking Jesus.
All right, there's a lot happening.
I'm going to do this one from Alex, actually.
Lil Pardner! Okay.
I helped my neighbor.
I got strangled myself.
I helped my neighbor lift the secondhand hot tub he bought on Facebook Marketplace onto the wooden platform he purposely built for the project. He proudly talked about how he had calculated that the platform would support the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
I later helped him commiserate the platform's collapse because he forgot to factor in the weight of the water.
You wanted to put water in it. Oh.
Note, the neighbor is a college math professor at a private New England college costing more than $60,000 a year.
And that could be any of them.
Yeah. That's got to be a good feeling when you put the hot tub up and you wait. And you're like, yes, See? It's still, the platform is intact. The fucking, we are ready for launch, Houston. And at what point, because obviously you're not adding the water to the hot tub all at once. You're filling it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a point where like you start to
when a corner starts to dip?
Right. Like it doesn't, I don't think it collapses all in a heap. I think you start to hear it as it starts to happen, right?
Mm.
Like you hear the creak and you hear the crack and you're like, oh no. My math professor, my whole existence as a math professor is a fucking lie because of this Facebook Marketplace hot tub that has ruined my
life. What about Facebook Marketplace hot tub doesn't automatically fill you with confidence?
That's a band.
What if the water was added all at once? Like from a...
From a
from
truck
a dump,
or something?
From a dump truck.
Or that something. Would be, that'd be fucking great, too.
From a wizard of some type?
Waterfall?
No. Like, they all make groaning noises. That's fine.
That's because they're satisfied. They're like,
they're all
I'm home.
Wow,
so
relaxing.
What did the giant do in order to fill the tub with satisfaction?
There's a terrible alternate here, which is this, that even if he had gotten it to hold all that water and not collapse, you didn't account for human weight, right?
Sure. So like, no, but humans float in water, so you don't have to count that.
That's right. We're weightless.
That's right.
Yeah, in water you don't count.
Now we're just doing troll science.
Travis should have filled the sink up with water, and then the bowling ball wouldn't have done anything.
And then the bowling ball would simply bob along.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Stupid bitch.
That's how the famous, like, the Greek thing with the displacement in
that's
the water.
Right. That's right.
It was, yeah. He should have used bowling balls then, too.
Yep.
Now bowling ball weightless.
There's a reason they start volumetric analysis with VOL, is all I'm saying.
Well, then somebody just, like, yeah, then somebody just gets in there and defies physics. It's beautiful.
I mean, when you decide to buy a hot tub off Facebook Marketplace, you are signing up for something bad. It's just a matter of when and how, right?
I bought my submarine off Wayfair. Yeah.
Ooh, too soon.
Mm.
Too soon. What? Did something happen? How much did it cost? Did it cost less than $250,000? What a deal.
Oh, God.
Speaking of a deal, have I got a deal for you? from Bold Yeller on Twitter. Not many of... We only glimpsed through the Twitter suggestions because the instructions were clear that these were to go to email. But we did take a
God
look.
Goddamn morons.
I'm glad we did because Bold Yeller built my own bed out of 2x4 and cinder blocks. I've
what
been
are you?
There.
Are you in rent? What is
I've,
this?
I've been at that age. I've been there.
525,600 plywoods.
Broke my girlfriend's nose when I rolled off the mattress one night and the bed seesawed her sleepy body into the air.
There it is. At what point in that arc do you think you wake up if you're the girlfriend? Is it on the ascent?
Pretty early,
isn't
it?
I think it's at the smash.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah. I think per inception rules.
Yeah.
It's dropping.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah, there's a coda to this one that I think makes it worse.
Okay.
Bought a used $25 IKEA bed afterwards.
I think I'd rather take my chances
with
the first one.
I've been at that point in life.
Yep.
Well, here's the used $25 IKEA bed has a lot of drawbacks, I agree. But one of them is not, this might accidentally catapult you into the ceiling.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
How?
Use $25 IKEA bed, only now, in addition to having the exact same dangers, you might also have bed bugs.
Yeah, you know, there's just like something.
Yeah,
you
but bed bugs don't throw you.
Mm. Not yet.
The ones
they
I
have
bet,
to
brother.
Unionize first.
Yeah. You know, you just don't freestyle on some basic things, right? For example, you don't try to make pool chemicals in your kitchen.
Except now I want to.
Because that's how you discover how to make chemical warfare. And you don't freestyle on a bed. You don't say, hey, you know what needs to be reinvented? You know what needs to be disrupted? The bed.
Beds with these parts have worked fine. This like, one, it merely had a seesaw component
what,
to it.
What is if that?
Listen, we have all indeed been at this stage of life, but I would argue that this young man got above his station. Are you too good for a mattress on the floor?
Yeah,
a futon mattress on the floor.
Well, I mean,
you're assuming that all the ladies
posting about if he doesn't have cinder blocks, then girl, you need to get out. And he's like, oh man, now I got to have cinder blocks to impress the ladies these days.
What do you think that hospital visit was like, where one of them had to tell a doctor straight face, this is my boyfriend. My nose got broken because he turned our bed into a seesaw.
Like, I remember my DIY disaster.
Every nurse is like, uh-huh, and like handing you the phone number to call somebody because you don't feel safe. Nobody's buying that. What's yours? Sorry. Go ahead.
No, this is how my dad met one of my boyfriends in the emergency room.
Was anyone catapulted?
I think I told this story in a car disasters when we went mudding through the empty Home Depot that hadn't had the doors put on it yet.
Yes.
And then we went through the car wash and we were all riding on the roof of the car and I fell off and the Volvo drove over me.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how my dad met my boyfriend at the time, because he took me to the ER. And then called my parents and I got to watch them shake hands.
How much of the story did you relay at that time?
Oh, all of it. My dad was just foaming mad at this kid.
I know we weren't supposed to pick one from the Twitter mentions, but I picked one from the Twitter mentions.
Is it on the sheet? Or are you going freelance?
No,
I'm going to freelance. Damn it, Spencer.
I'm going to freelance.
No, go ahead. You already stole one of Ollie's.
I'm going to do it myself.
Yep. No, it's okay.
I'm Spencer. I'm special. Come here, generational talent. Let's hear it.
This is from Dan Rather.
What generation? The greatest?
I rebuilt I rebuilt a 1.8 liter Miata engine in a below grade basement.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It was easy enough to get the parts down the stairs. Did you know that sometimes you also have to go up the stairs?
Nope.
Good. That
you got an underground car now.
Yeah, what was his plan?
I got a car I could drive from one side of the basement to the other. That's
what do you think underground street racing means, friend?
It's a Miata, so you've got just about enough room to drive around in the basement. Like,
I'm learning to drift.
Welcome to
Donuts in the basement.
Welcome to Tutankhamun Motors, where we entomb your engine forever.
You walk in the front door and you hear, it's a scream. Downstairs, Dad's doing donuts again.
Joe, come down here. I had a bad day at work.
I am doing important things. What are you going
to
do?
I think basement car is going to get lonely. We need to build it a friend.
We're going to turbocharge that Pittsburgh toilet.